in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Let the eyes of my spirit be flooded with light, O God. Are you praying? Shelly Komba Lasida. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Educate us, enlighten us, empower us, equip us with your word, the word of faith. And at the end of the day, let there be transformation. Transport us to the next and higher dimension, the next and higher level of victory, the next and higher dimension of glory. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. I say clap your hands, oh you people. I say clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. I welcome you to our brand new apostolic teaching series for the month of March. Is titled Faith to Frame Your World. Hallelujah. And this is our month. It might interest you to know that this is our month of total triumph. So we are celebrating the triumph of faith. Hallelujah. I want you to be seated in heavenly places. You can welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith to frame your world. Throughout all Sundays of March, we'll be exploring this very crucial theme. How important it is. Faith to frame your world. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, they call it the faith chapter. Hallelujah. You see the chronicles of the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. My prayer is that your name will be part of them. You will be named among the heroes of faith. Faith generals are rising, oh. Faith heroes are rising. Faith giants are rising. Men and women are rising with the word of faith in their heart and in their mouth, and the spirit of faith upon them. And they will do exploits, and they will do the impossible by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 11:1, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. He says, for by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter the report of World Economic Forum, you can obtain a good report by faith. It doesn't matter the report of International Monetary Fund, IMF, you can obtain a good report by faith. It doesn't matter the economic report you are hearing from the news, by faith you can obtain a good report. It does not matter the medical report the doctors gave you. You can obtain a good report in your health by faith. You can obtain a good report in your finances by faith. You can obtain a good report in your business by faith. You can obtain a good report in your relationship, in your marriage by faith. You can obtain a good report in your career, in your job by faith. You can even obtain a good report as a student in your academics by faith. It doesn't matter what your CGP looks like right now. By faith, it can be upgraded. Am I communicating? You may have carryover listening to me right now, but by faith, you can obtain a good, excellent academic report. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. Verse 3. It says, through faith, we understand. Hallelujah. Through faith we understand. Wow. This is powerful. Through faith we understand. It didn't say through our mind. It didn't say through the senses, the physical senses. See, the day you got born again, you were born into God's kingdom. You became a bona fide citizen of the heavenly kingdom. And in this kingdom, we walk by faith. Am I communicating? Not by sight, not by sensory perception. Faith is the mode of operation, the modus operandi of God's kingdom. Faith is our kingdom culture. Am I communicating? You know, the Biron people have their culture. The Idomas have their culture. The Igbira people have their culture. Idoma. How am I mentioning Idoma twice? It's as if we have plenty of Idoma people here. Praise God. You see, people's culture even show the way they farm. Am I coming? Even the way they farm is reflected. The culture, their culture is reflected. Have you seen a thief man farm yam before? The culture of the thief people is shown even in the farming. The way it makes the ridges. In the kingdom of God, we also have our own culture. It's called faith. And culture talks about the way of life of a people, their lifestyle, their behavior, how they behave. Glory to God. Let me tell you, neighbor, say faith is our culture in God's kingdom. Tell another one, say faith is our lifestyle. Listen, faith is not one spare tire that you pull out during emergency in your journey in life, as you journey through life. It's not a spare tire. Faith is not just needed for emergency quick fix. No. Faith is our lifestyle. You know, there are believers, they don't walk by faith until there is problem. Until there's an emergency situation. Fire brigade approach. Desperado approach. No, that's not the will of God. God wants you to live your life 24/7 as a bona fide citizen of God's kingdom by faith. You sleep by faith, you wake up by faith, you eat by faith, you go to work by faith, you go to school by faith, you do your business by faith. Everything. Am I communicating? He said, through faith we understand, not through the five physical senses. We understand by faith, not the five physical senses. See, faith is a spiritual law. I will come to that. It's a spiritual law by which God's kingdom operates. Everything in God's kingdom operates by faith. And faith is a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. We'll see it later in Romans 3:27. By which God's kingdom operates. By which you transact in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is a purchasing power. Look at me. What physical money is in this world is what faith is. In the spiritual realm and in the kingdom. You know, in this world, almost anything you want to do, you need money, Abi. Okay, money is like the purchasing power, the legal tender by which you do transaction. Now, in the realm of the spirit, you don't spend money. You don't transact with physical cash. This physical money, bar, it means nothing in the spirit realm. Except you turn it into a seed or something. If not, money on its own, this physical money on its own, it means nothing to spirit beings. It doesn't mean anything. But it's when you give it, it means something. When you give it as offering, either you give it to God, or you give it to the anointed, or you give to somebody in need, or you carry that money. Not you, Sha. Some people, they enter native doctor house. They came to visit native doctor for solution. They enter shrine. Or they go before their occultic grandmaster. And then the native doctor say, Baba, I came to seek your help. He say, stop there. What did you bring for the gods? He say, okay, Baba, look at it. Now, the moment he drops that money, it means something. Because your money represents you in the realm of the spirit, even before God. Are you seeing something? I'm trying to explain something. Money on its own in the physical, it means nothing to demons, angels, God, and Satan. It means nothing. But it's when you now give it for a cause, it will now mean something. When you give it as offering, it will now mean something. Okay? Are you getting the point? What I'm trying to say is that in the realm of the spirit, you don't transact with physical cash. The spiritual currency you do transaction with is called faith. Faith is the spiritual currency you use for transaction, for spiritual transaction. You transact with faith. In the realm of the spirit, anything and everything you need is available. It's a realm of infinite possibilities. The spiritual currency you use for transaction, for spiritual transaction. You transact with faith. In the realm of the spirit, anything and everything you need is available. It's a realm of infinite possibilities. The spirit realm is a realm of unlimited possibilities. It's a realm of infinity. It's a realm of eternity. Everything you need is available in abundance. The question is, can you pay for it? And guess what? You don't pay with physical cash. You pay with faith. Am I communicating? Faith is a purchasing power in the spirit realm. Whether it is healing you want, whether it is prosperity you want, or whether it is success you want, or whether it is greatness you want, everything and anything you need, you pay for it with your faith. Am I communicating? Faith is the spiritual currency in the kingdom of God. Faith is the purchasing power in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If your faith can pay for it, is cash and carry. I say it is cash and carry. And faith is in levels. Just like in the physical, people have money in levels. Eh? In the realm of the spirit is a similar thing. Faith too is in levels. Okay? In the physical, let me ask you a question. The person with 1,000, does he have money or not? But now watch this. That 1,000, can he buy meat pie? He can buy meat pie, but somebody say it depends on the place. But if you go Transcorp Hilton now, you go see meat pie, you see the amount, you go fear. Praise God. I say praise God. Maybe I should not use meat pie. That 1,000, can he buy donkwa at least now? Can he buy donkwa? He can buy at least. Praise God. But that 1,000, can he buy iPhone? iPhone. Okay, let me pick iPhone 6. Let me not even pick a high one. But wait, the person has money. But he can buy Donkwa, the 1,000, but he cannot buy iPhone 6. Okay, let's upgrade now. The person with 5 million, does he have money? He has money. Can that 5 million buy iPhone 6? Can he buy the latest iPhone? Is it 15 Pro Max? 15, right? But can that 5 million buy Phantom Rolls Royce? Bugatti? But he has money. So in the physical, people have money in level. It's the same thing in the realm. You know, sometimes some people will say, I had faith too, but why didn't I receive that miracle? It's like saying you have 1,000. You have money, but why couldn't I buy the iPhone? It's a similar question. It's a similar scenario. You have 5 million. Yes, say I had money, but why couldn't I buy the Phantom Rolls Royce? Are you seeing something? It is unto you according to your faith. Your portion in the kingdom is unto you according to your faith. Am I communicating? God is not partial. If your faith can pay for it, na cash and carry. Am I communicating? Your miracle is unto you according to your faith. The blessing of the Lord that will be manifested in your life is unto you according to your faith. The realm of possibilities that you experience, as in the possibilities you command, is at the mercy of your faith. Am I communicating? In Mark 9:23, what did Jesus said? All things, did you hear that word? All things, not some things, all. What's the meaning of all? All means what? All means what? All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. Give me that scripture. All things are possible to him that what? Believeth. To him that believeth. He's talking of the believing of faith. So faith is the password into a world of endless possibilities. The possibilities you command is at the instance of your faith. Am I communicating? Ayagabarakataya. Faith is your express ticket to a world of unlimited possibilities. All things. This is Jesus speaking. All things, not some things. All things. It doesn't matter what you want to become. It doesn't matter what you want to get. Jesus said all things. Do you believe this statement? When you understand this, you will get serious about building and cultivating your faith. All things. All things are possible. Don't allow the world to define possibilities for you. Don't allow the world to define your possibilities. You see, many of us are limited by what we have heard from the people of the world. Some people believe they can do some things, but they cannot do some things because they were told what they can do and what they cannot do. Sadly, some of them is even their appearance. Right, growing up, they grew up hearing things that parents told them they can do and what they cannot do. They went to school, teachers told them what they can do and what they cannot do. Society every day is telling them what they can do and what they cannot do. Media is pumping information into them every day, defining what they can do or what they cannot do. But guess what? All those people are wrong. Let me tell you something. The only person that has the right to define your possibilities is your creator, your manufacturer, your maker. Give me this phone, sir. Help me with this phone. Which company made this phone? Itel. Now, the only people that are authorized to tell
The possibilities of this phone is the manufacturer of this phone, which is what? Itel Company. They know this phone more than any other person because they were the manufacturer. They created it. It's the same thing. Who is the sole manufacturer of man? Who is the sole manufacturer of human being? Now, your maker, your manufacturer is now telling you that all things are possible. And you are busy listening to those that are telling you there are some things you cannot do. Whose report will you believe? The choice is up to you. Don't allow people tell you cannot do some things. Were they the one that created you? Even this your little finger, can they make it? Am I communicating? Say it as if you mean it. All things are possible to me that believeth. You can start that business tomorrow if you wish. You say, I don't have capital. Hi. What you need to start business is not physical capital in terms of cash. You need liver. It's heart you need. Let's see, parted. It's the same way Jordan parted, though. The legs of the priest, their legs, needed to enter the water. God said they should carry the ark of the covenant. The priest should be in front. And as soon as the leg of the priest entered the water, the thing parted. It's not that they stood like this and waited for God to part it first before they entered and followed drag. They entered like that with the water. You see, sometimes you need to take daring step of faith. And then you will see God release those resources. You are not seeing the capital because you are not making moves. Am I communicating? Start making bold steps. Take bold step of faith. You will see the power of God. Oh yeah. He said, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You want to see the power of God advertised? God always honors faith. Start taking action steps of faith. Kalabasa palataya. Leketoze breketaya. Some of you are supposed to be landlord by now, but you are too afraid to take the move. Am I communicating? You will have built your own house. Kelida kapalatiza. How do you build a house? Start by getting land. Then, after getting the land, give God praise, worship Him. Next, even if it's one mutu of cement your money can buy, no problem, buy it. Mold the first block. Threaten the ground. Higher. Then look for scripture. The hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. His hand shall also finish it. And keep prophesying. Am I communicating? Alagaba. Some of you are waiting for the 20 million to be in your account before you start building project. No, you don't start like that. You start with faith. Faith is the currency. It's the currency you need. The same thing to marry, faith. God is my witness. When I agreed, my wife is here. I had no savings. One naira like that, I didn't save for my wedding. I'm not saying you shouldn't save. I'm just telling you, this is my own life. Everything I do is by faith. I didn't have, my wife was asking me, so like, how much do I have? And I say, I have faith. How much I have in my account? I have faith in my account. And the faith will bring all the money. Are you getting me? Shagabagadai. Some of you are supposed to be married by now. But money... The budget for the wedding is what is scaring you. You keep postponing date of wedding. Last year, you said you will marry last year, December. You now postpone it to this year. By the time we reach November, you keep postponing because you don't have faith. You are waiting for all the money to be in your account first. Am I communicating? You marry with faith. You marry by faith. You start ministry by faith. Yes, sir. You start business by faith. Yes, sir. It's our life. Katakabakataya. You get your miracle job by faith. You build your miracle house by faith. You get your miracle car by faith. You fulfill your glorious destiny by faith. Any vision or dream God has put in your heart is by faith that you actualize them. You can't fulfill vision without faith, because there will be challenges, but it is faith that weathers higher. The storms of life, they bow to faith. Maleko se fride kilabata sapalate. Am I communicating? Don't allow anybody to define your possibilities. I heard the story of PhD, master's class, a mathematics student doing a master's in mathematics, a particular mathematics course. So the professor coming, he was talking to those master's students. He said there are some equations, they call them unsolvable equations. In history, nobody has been able to solve them. So he's going to write one of such equations on the board and then see how far they can go. And then he wrote it, and then they started solving. And there happened to be this student of that master's class that came late. So he didn't hear all what the professor said, that these equations are unsolvable. He didn't hear all that part. He just came, he saw equation on the board, and then he saw everybody writing. So he thought that it was a test or an exam. And he saw the professor seated. So he quickly came, got his own book, and started solving it. Now watch this. He didn't hear what they heard, that it was unsolvable. Watch this. When I tell you it is the things you are hearing that is limiting you, you will not believe me. Do you know? Well, after like 1 hour, the professor there asked the student, any luck? The guy said, I have finished. This guy that came, he said he has finished. When the professor came and checked, to his uttermost surprise, the guy solved the equation and got the answer. Because as far as he's concerned, this is what? Exam question that must be answered. So he was solving it with a different mindset. Are you seeing something? With the possibility, I must get the answer. I must get the answer. His brain went to work. Hi, the things you have heard has padlocked your brain and limited your. Are you getting me? All the others could not solve it because what they had limited their head from thinking of solution. Do you know the professor was stunned? Guess what? They took that guy and made him a professor, not even PhD. He jumped from master's for solving this unsolvable equation. This was in the US. They conferred professorial title on him. That was how the guy became professor. Hi! Some of you need to delete some files from your head. Delete some things. Some lies you have heard that is limiting you. Self-limiting thoughts. Jesus said all things are possible. All things, you can become a CEO. Even as a student, undergraduate, you can become a CEO. Why do we postpone our greatness in Africa? We like postpone. There is this sense of delayed everything in Africa. Somebody will pause their life and pause their destiny, say until they finish school. Until they finish school. Your mate in China is making some of this phone that you are using. I'm telling you, your mate. Some of the phones you are using is like what do they call project? It's like the project some of these Chinese schools the student make. Everything you are using today, somebody made it. Somebody, the clothes you are wearing, just think, everything you are, even the biro, the seat you are seated, this plastic seat, is somebody's idea. The world is waiting for your own brainchild. What valuable commodity or valuable thing or invention are you going to bless this world with? Or you are just here to chop rice and chop amala and chop akpu? Eh? What the world celebrates is your contribution, not consumption, not the things you consume. Your positive contribution to better the world. Nobel prizes are not given to consumers. Have you seen them give Nobel Prize to any consumer? No. Nobel prizes are given to positive contributors. People who, through their invention, their research, whatever, their discovery, they have added value to humanity. They have impacted life. Positive contributors. Problem solvers. Am I communicating? Say with me, I receive grace to do impossible things. We are doing introduction today. Now go back to our reading, Mark 11 verse 2. It says, for by faith the elders obtained a good report. Then verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the walls, praise God. I said the walls, let me do little definition of terms. The walls there is from the Greek word aeon. Aeon. In Greek, aeon. A-I-O-N. Aeon means course of life. These are synonyms. Course of life. That word aeon also means events in time. Events in time. That word aeon also means eternity. That word aeon means dispensations, age. Dispensations, various ages and dispensation, praise God. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed. Hallelujah. The course of life, the events in time, eternity, dispensation, ages, they were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. By the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Hallelujah. We call it faith to frame your world. So you can frame your world, you can fashion your world by faith. Glory to God. Give me this in Amplified. I like the way the Amplified version puts it. Praise God. Amplified. Glory to God. It says, by faith we understand that the walls during the successive ages. Okay. One of the synonyms of the word aeon is ages. It says, were framed, in bracket, fashioned, put in order, comma, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. That word framed is an interesting word. Let me give you other synonyms. Some of the synonyms of the word framed is already there. Fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose. The word framed is a Greek word katatizo. Katatizo. Through faith, we understand that the walls were katatizo. Praise God. This is a Greek word. The walls were framed. Katatizo. And that
That word katatizo also means to restore to perfection. To restore to perfection. It also means to complete thoroughly. To complete something thoroughly. The word katatizo also means to mend or repair. Ah yeah, I like this one. To mend or to repair what has been broken, damaged, or rent, as in torn to pieces. Am I communicating? So by faith, you can mend or repair your life. By faith, you can mend or repair whatever has been broken. You know, it doesn't matter the condition or circumstance of your life right now. By faith, you can mend or repair it. Am I communicating? Faith has framing power. So that word katatizo, the Greek word for frame, means fashioned. It means put in order. It means equipped for their intended purpose. It also means to complete thoroughly. It means to restore to perfection. It means to mend or to repair. It means also, let me give you more synonym, to arrange. So you can arrange your life by faith. I say you can arrange your life by faith. You know, some people say, I don't understand this, my life. Everything is just scattered. My finances scattered. My relationships scattered. Marriage scattered. My health. I don't just understand. Listen, here's the good news. By faith, you can arrange your life. Because that word frame means to arrange. So it doesn't matter what is in disarray. You can arrange it by faith. That word also means to adjust. Katatizo also means to adjust, to adjust, to prepare, and to make fit. Are you getting blessed? It means to adjust, to prepare, and to make fit. So, let's go back to our reading. It says, by faith, we understand that the walls... Give me this in... Is it NIV or NLT? Give me one of the two. NIV or NLT. It says, by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. Hallelujah. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Are you getting it? That means the physical material universe did not come from anything physical. Okay? The visible, seen physical world is a byproduct of the spiritual world. Am I communicating? By faith, God created the physical, visible world from the realm of the spirit. So the realm of the spirit gave birth to this physical realm. So therefore, the spiritual realm is what? The parent and superior to the physical realm. That means the physical realm is subject to what? The spiritual realm. Watch this. Matter. The world, the physical world, is made up of this three-dimensional world. Matter, time, space or distance. Praise God. They are found in the three-dimensional physical material world. But guess what? This scripture is telling us that it was by faith that God created the physical material world of matter, of time, and space or distance. What does that show you? That means, that means matter is subject to the law of faith. Are you seeing something? Faith is not in the three dimension. Okay, Yonggi Cho wrote a book called Fourth Dimension. It's talking of the dimension of faith. Now, the fourth dimension, the dimension of faith, which is beyond this physical three-dimensional world, am I communicating, is superior. And you can dominate this three-dimensional world by learning to operate from that fourth dimension, the superior law of faith. Am I communicating? That means matter is subject to faith. That means matter obeys faith. That means time is subject to faith. That means time obeys faith. You now see why Joshua, the Bible says, by faith, he commanded the sun to stand still and the moon to stand still. What happened there? By operating the law of faith, Joshua dominated the realm of time. So by faith, you can pause time. By faith, you can contract time or expand time. Ah, yeah. When we say speed, supernatural speed, what is happening there is the compression of time by faith. Faith is a law of dominion. You can dominate this three-dimensional world by operating the faith of God. Am I communicating? Ay, 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 ay. Kalido barakataya. Brendos ketila kapatina. By faith, we understand. Give me NIV. NIV. Shata kabaya. The walls were framed by the word of God. The word of God is the supreme governor of the realm of the spirit. The word of God is the supreme governor of the spirit realm. Is the ultimate law that governs the realm of the spirit and even the physical realm. Okay? He said, by faith we understand the universe were formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Can you see this? Something you can see came out of something you cannot see. Everything you can see in the physical was created from what you cannot see in the realm of the spirit by faith. Are you seeing something? The unseen realm is the mother of the seen realm. The invisible world controls, created, and controls the visible realm. Am I communicating? To walk in dominion, you must understand this fact. Glory to God. So he said, through faith, the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, go back to the King James Version now, were not made from the things which do appear. Now let's look at that word faith itself. The word faith is from the Greek word pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S. Pistis. That's the Greek word for faith. Pistis. I said katatizo is a Greek word for frame, right? Katatizo. Why pistis is a Greek word translated faith. Hallelujah. So, now literally pistis means, number one, firm conviction. Number two, full persuasion. Number three, confident assurance. The word pistis, the Greek word translated faith, means firm conviction. Firm conviction. It means full persuasion. Full persuasion. It also means confident assurance. Hallelujah. Now let's do a little definition of terms. You know, today we are doing introduction. What is real Bible faith? What is real Bible faith? Write this down. Faith is a spiritual force. What is real Bible faith? Number one, faith is a spiritual force produced from God's word. Faith is a spiritual force produced from God's word, generated within the human heart. Faith is a spiritual force produced from God's word, generated within the human heart, that is fully persuaded. Generated within the human heart, that is fully persuaded, comma, released through your words. Released through your words. That's your confessions. Released through your words and deeds of obedience. Released through your words. Confessions in bracket. And deeds. Deeds. D-E-E-D-S. Deeds of obedience. Then put in bracket corresponding actions. Corresponding actions in bracket. Did you get that? I take it one more time. Faith is a spiritual force produced from God's word, generated within the human heart, that is fully persuaded, released through your words in bracket confessions, and deeds of obedience in bracket corresponding action. Praise God. You see that in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you see that the word of God is a source of faith. Now specifically, the word there is rhema. There are two Greek words for words. There is logos. Logos talks of the entire body of truth, the summation of God's thought, the summation of the personality of God. Am I communicating? The second Greek word, translated word in the New Testament, is rhema. Now, out of that logos, you know, logos is non-specific, it's general. But rhema is more specific, okay? Rhema is that quickened, that word the Holy Ghost quickens in your heart. He reveals it to you. It comes to you as a revelation. Am I communicating? It quickens the word in your heart. Okay? It comes as light, as revelation. Okay? That quickened word, revealed word to you, a specific person, at a specific time, to address a specific situation, is called rhema. It is like a cutout from logos. Okay? But it is more person specific, situation specific, and time specific. That's rhema. Am I communicating? That's rhema. It is what gives faith. The faith equation begins with the reception of rhema. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It starts with the reception of rhema. And how do you receive rhema? Engage in chronic and prayerful meditation. As you meditate on God's word, as you pray in the spirit, am I communicating? As you spend time in communion with God, in fellowship with God. You know, one of the fathers of the faith, Kenneth E. Hagin, he said, fellowship with God is the mother of faith. How true. Fellowship with God is the mother of faith. And to be a person of faith, to be a man of great faith, you must be a person of deep fellowship with God. Am I communicating? Because as you fellowship with God, as you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost will now give you rhema. It will quicken God's word in your heart. You will hear God. Am I communicating? God speaks to you. He speaks to you through his word. He speaks to you through the Holy Spirit. So it begins with what? The reception of rhema. Am I communicating? And that rhema comes as revelation. It comes as understanding. And you know, faith is a byproduct of understanding. What the word of God you hear but don't understand cannot give you faith. Are you getting me? Any word of God you hear but you don't understand cannot give you faith. Okay? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then give me Romans 10 verse 9. Romans 10 verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead. This is how to be born again. It says thou shalt be saved. And by the way, we get born again by faith. We get saved by faith. Okay? You got saved by faith. We get born again by faith. We receive the Holy Spirit by faith. So You receive and sustain salvation by faith. I will later show you later. Sorry for that tautology. I will show you later from God's word that before a believer backslides, the first thing he loses is faith. Before a Christian backslides or loses their salvation, the number one thing they lose first is faith. So it takes faith to be saved. It takes faith to sustain the salvation. Am I communicating? The just shall live by faith. We'll look at that later. Four times we were told in scriptures. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, give me verse 10. He said, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. So once faith is produced from God's word, specifically the Rhema word, okay, the heart is the operational base of faith. That's where faith is generated, from the word of God. Am I communicating? And then after you are fully persuaded, you believe God's word, you are completely convinced, you are fully persuaded about that rhema you have received, you now release the faith. How? Through your words, confession, and then through your deeds of obedience, what we call corresponding action. James said, faith without works is dead. And that works there is not the works of the law. He's talking of the corresponding actions of faith. The things you do when you are in faith. The things that faith in your heart will inspire you to do. Am I communicating? When you are in faith, you will say something and you will do something in line with the faith that is in your heart. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. In fact, the number one place we know that you are in faith is your mouth. The words you are speaking. If I hang around you and hear how you are talking, I can tell whether you are in faith or not. Because speaking is the number one way you release faith. How did God release his faith to create and recreate the world? The number one way was God said. His words. Even before his hand did anything, his mouth had already spoken. Am I communicating? Hebrews 11 verse 1 amplified. I like the way the amplified version puts it. Hebrews 11 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the evidence of unseen reality. Amplified says, now faith is the assurance. When you are in faith, you are sure. Faith is no guesswork. Faith is not risk. Faith is not guesswork. Am I communicating? When you are in faith, you are certain. You are sure. There is a certainty. It's not assumption. It's not risk. It's not whether will it work, will it not work. Mm-mm. It's the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof. Proof talks of evidence. So faith is substantial, faith is evidential. It says, being the proof of what we do not see and the conviction of their reality. In parentheses, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the physical senses. Am I communicating? So in other words, the proof of ownership is not that you saw it with your physical eyes or you touched it with your physical hand. The proof of ownership is that the word of God said so. Am I communicating? The word of God is the only evidence of faith. It's the evidence that faith is based upon. Are you seeing something? Okay, let's make it easier. Is it Nigerians, when you use money for example, they easily understand. Let's say I promise you 100,000 naira tomorrow, I say tomorrow morning, by 10 p.m., I will send you, I collected your account details. I said I will credit your account with 100,000 naira. Watch this. The moment I tell you that, and you know I have the ability, the capacity to give you 100,000, and then you know that I am willing, I'm not wicked. Am I communicating? I love you, I'm going to give you. That you believe that I'm going to do what I said. That talking of integrity. You will later see that faith depends on the integrity of God. God that cannot lie. His word cannot fail. Are you getting me? When you are convinced about my integrity, my willingness, my ability, the moment I tell you that, what will be going through your mind from now to that time is called hope. You'll be hoping for the money, right? What is hope? A confident expectation. Okay, let me put it this way. Hope, Bible hope, the Greek word is elpis. Bible hope is a joyful and a confident expectation of something good to happen to you based on the word of God. What is Bible hope? A joyful and a what? Confident expectation of something good to happen. It's always in the future. Did you notice? Hope is always in the future. Hope is futuristic. So the moment I make that promise, you will start having hope. The words I spoke to you will give you hope. Am I communicating? Words transmit pictures. It gives you hope, right? You start thinking in your mind and you are excited. So tomorrow by 10 p.m. I will be 100,000 naira richer. Abi, hope is hope. Do you have the money in your account yet? No. It's still in the future, ba? That's hope. You are expecting it joyfully. Am I communicating? And you are expecting it confidently. Now, the moment 10... Did I say 10 p.m.? I said 10 p.m. or a.m. Which one? 10 a.m. The moment is 10 a.m. Bam! And you see the alert. 100,000 from me to you. Now, at that point, are you still hoping for the money? You saw the alert. At that point, hope changes to what? You have received it, ba? So, what do you do after receiving it? The next thing you do is what? What do you do? You start thanking me. You may even call me. You send text message. Oh, thank you, I have received it. So, did you notice thanksgiving is proof that you have received? Just follow me carefully. Now, before the money came, you had hope. But the moment you saw evidence, say you don't enter. You saw evidence. Say what? He don't enter your account. What is the evidence? The alert. Now, guess what? Guess what? Faith is that evidence of things not seen. You've not withdrawn the money. You've not seen the cash. But you have the evidence, the proof that it is yours. That's what faith is. The evidence of unseen reality. Are you seeing something? The evidence that thing you are hoping for is now yours. In the realm of the spirit, it has been credited to your account. Am I communicating? It's just like you bought land. Let's say in Banana Island, you will get there in Jesus' name. When I call Banana Island, some of you, it's like a matter too high for you. All things are what? Oh, yeah, change your thinking. Okay, let me say it again. For example, you bought a land in Banana Island. In Lagos. Now, okay. Okay. And then you've not gone to see the land, but there is this trusted somebody, someone that you trust, maybe a relative or somebody you know that you trust. You send the person the money. Let's say the land costed 10 billion, bought the land for 10 billion naira, Nigerian naira. I didn't say dollars, 10 billion Nigerian naira. You send the person the money. Okay, watch this. The person does all the documentation and everything. And then the person now brings the COO. The COO for the land. The land documents. After all those documentation I now gave you. You've not gone to see the land. Question. When they ask you, do you have a land in Banana Island? How will you answer? Yes. Even if you go to a law court, even if you are before a judge, when they say, do you have a land in Banana Island? Yes, sir. Where is the evidence? You know, cases are decided based on what? Evidence in the law court. The proof that a land belongs to you is not even because your house is on the land. That's not the proof. Sir, Oga judge, my house, I built it on that land. If I'm even living there. The judge will say, where is the land document? Because that's the only proof that the judge is going to accept. If you can't produce the original C of O, the person that comes with the original C of O, they will decide the case in his favor. The judge will now say, oh yeah, move your house from that land. we give you 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 1 month to move the house. He said, that land belongs to this man. Am I communicating? And then you pay the man for damages and compensation, and then they fine you. So faith is like that C of O, the proof of ownership. Jesus said, whatever thing you desire, Mark 11:24, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. Question, how do you receive them? It's by faith. You receive answers to prayer by faith. It is faith that makes prayer work. How powerful a prayer is not even the length of the prayer. It is the faith content of the prayer that determines the efficacy. The faith content, because there are people that pray 20 hours, but 19 hours they are praying in unbelief. In fact, it is a complaint commission to them. Protest platform. They are protesting against God. They are grumbling, murmuring, and complaining. It is faith that makes prayer potent. Ayagabata, sila brante kepo. That's why I told you people on Friday during Throne of Grace Encounter, I say I believe in revelation-based prayer. The prayer that is fueled by light, the light of revelation. Powered by faith. God always honors faith. Papa Idaoza of blessed memory say, if your faith say yes, God will not say no. You know, he's a man of faith. He's one of the faith general, a colossus of faith. He say, if your faith says yes, God will not say no. Somebody that saw where Jesus said, be of good cheer. Matthew 16:33. He says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Jesus said, be of good cheer. Go back. Matthew 16:33. Oh. Watch this. Jesus said, be of good cheer. Some of you, your education is your problem. Be of good cheer. Don't allow your education to kill your faith. Oh. John 16:33. I beg your pardon. Be of good cheer. Watch this. Jesus said, these things I have spoken to him. Me, my happy, in the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. This is what Jesus said, right? Eh? Idaoza, this was the one he heard. Be of good cheer. C-H-A-I-R. I-A-I-R.
And then guess what? This word was rhema to him, cheer. And that rhema exploded faith in his heart for a new set of chairs in his house. He said, I mean, Jesus said he should buy a new set of chairs. He should change his chair, be of good cheer. That means this one is not good enough. And then he also started screaming that today he's having new, brand new set of chairs. He's changing his chairs. I'm telling you, this word gave him enough faith. And he started confessing it. And he started behaving that way. And guess what? That same day, this is a verified story. That same day, is in the evening, somebody came, hired a kind of a lorry or something, brought brand new set of chairs that God spoke to him that he should come and change the other chair. Hi! Some of you, your English now, your education now be your problem. Why allow education to kill your faith? Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Hi! All things are possible. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Faith is a principal fulfiller of prophecies. 1 Timothy 1:18. Faith is the principal fulfiller of prophecies. The reason for why so many prophecies go unfulfilled, the reason why so many prophecies are delayed manifestation, is due to what? Bankruptcy of faith. Fulfilling any divine prophecy requires the partnership of faith. Am I communicating? It is faith that activates prophecies into manifestation. God's promises are activated into manifestation by faith. Whenever prophetic words are spoken, whenever God gives you any promise, it will require the partnership of your faith to bet them in this physical realm. Am I communicating? Prophetic words are already a reality in the realm of the spirit, but to transport them into this physical realm will require the partnership of faith. Glory to God. He said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. So you war with prophetic word. Look at the next verse. How do you war with them? Holding faith and then a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. So you war with prophetic words by fighting the good fight of faith and of course with your good conscience intact. Am I communicating? Shakaba la potekida. You learn to fight the good fight of faith. In 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Mind you, Timothy was a pastor. He later became a bishop. So the fact that you are a pastor does not exempt you from fighting the good fight of faith. Being a bishop does not exempt you from fighting the good fight of faith. Ecclesiastical titles do not exempt you from fighting the good fight of faith. He said, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Am I communicating? Then in 2 Timothy 4 verse 7, Paul was summarizing his entire life and his ministry. He was old now. He wrote 2 Timothy in old age. He said, I have fought a good fight. His autobiography. I have fought what? He summarized his entire life as a fight. A good fight of faith. Am I communicating? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. So you must fight the good fight to finish your course, to fulfill your ministry. Am I communicating? Fulfill your calling. Fulfill that vision, that dream God has put in your heart. You need to fight the good fight of faith to keep the faith. Because so many people lose the faith in the process. Do you know the whole of Christianity is called the faith? I think it's Acts chapter 6 verse 7. The entire Christianity is called the faith. Okay? Check Acts 6:7. The word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. A great company of the priests, they were practicing Judaism, those priests, were obedient to the faith. That expression, the faith, is talking of the Christian faith. So the whole of Christianity is called what? The faith. The word of God is called the word of faith. The Holy Spirit is called the spirit of faith. Are you seeing something? Shalabataya. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says, the soul that is lifted in him, his soul which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Now listen, in Habakkuk 2, from verse 1 to 3, it talks about vision. It says, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. Then in verse 4, it now talks of faith. What is the connection between vision and faith? Simple connection. It is faith that substantiates vision. It is faith that actualizes vision. It takes faith to fulfill any God-given vision. Are you seeing something? It takes faith to materialize. There are many people with visions. God has put visions in their heart. There are people God has spoken to. There are people God has put dream. But why are those things not being fulfilled? Because of failure of faith partnership. They are not partnering with God by faith. Tell your neighbor, you need faith to fulfill any God-given vision or any dream. He said, the just shall live by his faith. Do you know, even God is living by his faith. And he designed we, his children, to live the same way, to function the same way. God functions by faith. God is a faith God. Am I communicating? Then you see that again in Romans 1:17. It said, the just shall live by faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. Apostle Paul was quoting Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2:4 we read earlier. It says, the just shall live by faith. In other words, the just can die without faith. It's a necessity. It is a lifestyle of the just. Galatians 3:11, you see it again. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the, 1, 2, 3, go help me. The just shall live by faith. That word just means the righteous one. It's talking of believers that have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay? Then Hebrews 10:38. You see it repeated again, verbatim. The just shall live by faith. He said, now the just shall live by faith. Not by doubt, not by unbelief, not by fear. He said, but if any man draw back. This is what I was trying to explain. Before anybody backslide, draw back, they lose faith. Watch this. He said, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. What makes people to draw back is when they lose faith. People backslide. The number one thing people lose before they backslide is faith. Once they lose faith, they backslide. Am I communicating? Then verse 39. He said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. That's those that lose their salvation. We are not of them. Say with me, I refuse to backslide. I refuse to lose my salvation. I told you, you receive and sustain your salvation by faith. He said, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Can you shout amen? Amen. Let me finish my definition as I round up. It says, the second definition of faith is believing and acting on God's word. That's doing God's word that you truly believe and you are completely convinced of.
you are fully persuaded about.
Faith is what? Believing and acting on God's word. James 2:17-26. You can give me verse 26. But just write James 2:17-26. But media, project James 2:26. Faith is believing and acting on God's word. That's doing God's word that you truly believe and you are fully persuaded about. The proof of conviction is action. When you truly believe something, you will behave that way. Am I communicating? You will talk that way. You will act accordingly. Glory to God. For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works, that's corresponding action, give us in Amplified, is dead also. Hallelujah. So it's not enough to believe. Prove your believing with your action. You say you believe in God. The Bible says even the devils believe and tremble. So they even have action, but it's not corresponding action of faith. Their own is they are trembling in fear. I see something. So they are even at a higher level than you that is believing only. Faith is not just believing. Listen, believing is the initial part of the faith equation. You believe with your heart. And then you now what? Eh? Shout it. Take action based on what you believe. You will talk that way, you will act that way. You release that faith that is in your heart with your corresponding action. Am I communicating? So don't just stop at belief. Now, if you come to your house, you came to your house and then maybe your friend brought you food. You were hungry. You don't have food. Your friend brought you food and told you, I kept the food for you in the kitchen. It's inside the kitchen. And then you sat in the parlor. He told you, I've kept the food for you in the kitchen. You say, I'm very hungry. Say, I've kept the food for you in the kitchen. You say, I believe that food, if I eat it, it will quench my hunger. I believe that food in the kitchen, if I eat it, it will quench my hunger. I believe. You may sit down there like that and die of hunger. If you don't get up and go to that kitchen and carry, somebody say action. Are you getting the proof that you truly believe is that you will follow it up with action? Glory to God. I say glory to God. Right, number three. Faith is the positive response of the human spirit to God's word preached to you. Hebrews 4:2. Faith is the positive response of the human spirit to God's word preached. So when God's word is preached to you, your spirit responding to it positively. That's faith. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached to them did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They heard the word preached, but they didn't mix it with faith. So therefore the word did not profit them. Not because the word of God is not profitable, but because they did not mix it with faith to extract the profit from the word. Am I communicating? So when the word is preached to you, mix it with faith. Tell your neighbor, mix it with faith. Let your spirit respond positively to the word. The word of God coming to you demands a response from you. Am I communicating? The last definition. Faith is confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Hebrews 11:11. Faith is confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Faith is what? Confident rest in the faithfulness of God. You know, faith is based on God's faithfulness, His fidelity to His word. Faith is based on God's faithfulness. Okay? Faith rests squarely on the integrity of God. Faith rests squarely on the integrity of God's word. God that cannot lie. God and His word are one and the same. Am I communicating? God cannot deny Himself. He cannot deny His word. Faith rests squarely on the integrity of God. He said, through faith also, Sarah, herself received strength, dunamis, power. She received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she what? Judged him faithful who had promised. She judged him what? Who is the him? She judged God faithful. Guess what? Faith always judges God faithful. Faith always judges God what? Faithful. Glory to God. The first person to face problem in the whole Bible was God himself. I was surprised when I was studying the Bible and the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to that fact. The first person to face problem in the history of the world is God himself. You want me to show you? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. So when you are complaining, my problem, listen, God started facing he faced problem before you were born. The first person to face problem in the Bible was God himself. Let's look at it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form. That beautiful earth God created is now without form. Is that not a problem? Were you on earth during this time? Was even Adam on earth? God was the first. The earth was without form and void. Darkness. Can you imagine? Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Is this not a problem? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Give me this in Message translation. I like the way Message puts it. Message translation. Watch this. It says, earth was a soup of nothingness. You are complaining that this is my life, nothing. No money. No this one. No that one. No, listen, you are not the first. Even God, look at it. The earth was a soup of what? Nothing. If you go to heaven, you won't see God having Ghana must go full of dollars. What he has is faith. His faith creates everything he needs. The earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness. God, look at the problems of God. Nothingness, emptiness, inky blackness. Chai. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. This is a posture of meditation on the world. You know the way the mother hen incubates the egg, and then later she hatches them into the chicks. It's a similar posture of meditation. You are meditating. You are brooding. Communion. Am I communicating? Give me an amplified. So when you are faced with problem, the first thing, get scriptures and start brooding on them. Start meditation. Start with meditation. Prayerful and chronic meditation. Because that is where you will receive rhema. That will sponsor faith for a change. Okay? It said the earth was without form and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the great deep, and the Spirit of God was moving, in bracket, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. Am I communicating? The waters there, one of the meaning means seed, semen. So is and the word of God is a sperm of God, is a spammer. So you are brooding over the word. Incubation. Okay? And then verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, this does not bring the import of that statement very well. In the Hebrew, it's not and God said, let there be. It's not like in the permissive sense. Mm-mm. It's a command. In the Hebrew, it's something like this. And God said, light be. It's a summoning. Light be, and light was. God commanded, Apostle Paul showed us clearly in 2 Corinthians 4. He said, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. He was referring to this. Am I communicating? It's a word of command. It's rhema. The rhema you receive when brooding, when incubating. Are you seeing something? During meditation, you receive that rhema, that word of command. And that rhema is what sparks up faith. Are you seeing something? Then you speak accordingly, for he has said, so that we may boldly say that the Lord is my helper, I shall not fear. What can man do to me? So what you are saying is as a result of what he said. He said it so that you will say it boldly. Am I communicating? For he has said, so that we may boldly say. For he has said, that's logos. So that we may boldly say, that's rhema. The Lord is my helper. I say the Lord is your helper. Amen. Even if nobody is agreeing to help you, the Lord is your helper. Amen. Human beings may forsake you during your times of need, but God say, I will never ever leave you. I will never ever forsake you. Ayagabarakataya. Rise to your feet. God was the first to face problem, and we saw how he dealt with the problem by what? By faith. He released his faith by his words. Jesus too, when he was on earth, he was faced with problems too. Jesus, he felt hungry. You feel hungry the way you feel hungry sometimes. Jesus too felt hungry. You remember? He was so hungry, he came to a fig tree expecting to cut fruit from it. Just the same way some of you feel hungry, you go and check. This mango, why you never produce mango? Say, I don't get money to buy anything now. At least I can cut the mango. Jesus too was faced with similar. You see, he came before the fig tree and the Bible says there were no fruit, only cover with leaves. Jesus was so hungry and angry. They say a hungry man is an angry man. Out of anger, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Jesus was on a journey at one time, and Satan stirred up a terrible storm of hurricane proportion. Their lives were in jeopardy. And then the Bible said, Jesus, he didn't complain. He arose and rebuked the winds and the wave, and there was a great calm. It is by faith you calm the storms of life. The storms of life, they come to all. They come in different shapes, sizes, and color. They even came to Jesus. So, you know, listen, faith does not make things easy. Faith makes things possible. Faith does not make your life easy. Faith is the key to victory over those storms. Faith makes all things possible. All things is possible to him that believes. And when we say it makes all things possible, including victory over every storm. Are you getting something? 1 John 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh, conquers the world, subdues the world. So by faith you can conquer the world and all its challenges. You can conquer all those conflicts of life confronting you. You can subdue challenges and opposition. By faith, you subdue, you conquer the world and its system. You conquer the economic system of this world by faith. You subdue the health system. You subdue the academic system. You subdue the security system of this world by your faith. Look at how Message Translation puts it. Kalabatuze beletena randekepo rakida. Watch this Message. It says every God begotten person. Do we have God begotten people here? Born again people. He said conquers the world ways. He said the conquering power. Aya. Watch this. The conquering power that brings the world to its. Aya. See, watch this. What brings the world like this on its knees to you is your faith. If you want the world to surrender to you, he says it's by faith. By faith, the world in this kingdom for us, no retreat, no surrender. It's the world that must surrender to us.
It's the economy that we surrender. And it's by faith. Kabbalatia. The last battle you lost will be the last forever. I command your faith to come alive. You will not be defeated anymore. Whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory. Go back to KJV. This is. He's talking of the means or the method by which the victory is obtained. This is the definite article. Stop looking for victory elsewhere. Your faith is the victory. The victory is not in the hand of Jagaban. Listen, the victory is not in the hand of the government. This, your faith is the victory. Kalabatuze ketelebaya. Mandoboko sabataya. Alagadiska. Whether it is sickness or disease, your faith is the victory over it. That pain, your faith is the victory over it. That financial difficulty, your faith is the victory. That lifestyle of begging and borrowing debt, your faith is the victory. Academic challenge, carry over. Low CGPA, your faith is the victory. Unemployment, your faith is the victory. Challenges in your business, marriage, your faith. Kapateba. When your faith comes alive, everything else will bow. Everything responds to the voice of faith. Kalabasote kebalatia. Even dead Lazarus, dead, stinking, 4 days, maggot has come out. But when Jesus stood in that grave, he said, roll away the stone. He said, Lazarus, comfort. And he that was dead, he came all the way from Abraham's bosom. Faith brought him back. He came out bound hand and foot. Everything hears and obeys the voice of faith. In Hebrews 11, he says, by faith, women receive their dead children back to life. Faith can reverse the irreversible, including death. As I speak, the spirit of faith is entering you. I don't know what has died in your life. I don't know. Faith can make that your dead business to jack back to life. Faith can inject life into your dead relationship, your dead marriage, your dead family. Faith can inject life into every cell, every tissue, every organ in your body that is dead. Faith can cause anything called dead in and around your life to come back to life. Faith can reverse the irreversible. In the realm of faith, there is no such thing as deadline. Faith is the Lord over time. You can't tell faith that it is over. Faith is Lord over time. Kabalia lagabada. When Jesus arrived, they told him, he said, Master, if you were here, he would not have died. To them, it is over. But to faith, the drama, the game just began. There are no deadlines. Faith can bring the dead back to life. Women receive their dead back to life. And the greatest fear among human beings is the fear of death. But the fear of death was tamed by faith. Kabalato sebeletena. Rondo boko sepreketea. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Faith can speak the unspeakable. Faith sees the unseen. Faith sees the invisible. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Faith can see the unseen. Faith can see the invisible. Faith can dare the impossible and do the impossible. The spirit of faith is coming upon you tonight. And you will return from this mountain and do what people say you cannot do. You will go back and do the impossible. You will dare the undearable.
You will move mountains. Kabalateke balatai. Ilabaro celebelete. Randeke barakatai. Faith is an indomitable force. It's an invisible force. It's a creative force. The law of faith empowers you for dominion. Shalagabataya. All things are possible to him that believeth. Latisko frekete. Lagabate. By faith you can obtain a good report. You can obtain a good report. You can rewrite your story. You can change the circumstances. You can change Ayagabali Gabalatai. Every ugly situation is changeable by faith. The spirit of faith is jumping upon you, I'm telling you. It's changing your perception. Palateka balatai. Where nobody has ever reached, you will be the first to reach there. What nobody has ever done, you will do it. Kaleko barakatai. You are breaking all limitation by faith. It is by faith that you break all barriers. You shatter shackles. You lift every limitation. You remove restrictions. You remove them. You become unstoppable. We all having the same spirit of faith that Jesus had. Kalabaya. We have in the same spirit of faith that David had, and he brought down Goliath. We have in the same spirit of faith that David had. He fought 66 battles. He lost none of them by the spirit of faith upon him. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. The spirit of faith is the spirit of triumph. Kabateke bakata. Alaya bakasata. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. Kabalatose beletena. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Nothing is impossible unto me. Faith sees the invisible. Faith believes the incredible. Faith speaks the unspeakable. Faith dares and does the impossible. Faith moves every mountain. Mountain moving faith is rising inside you. Faith giants are rising. By faith, mountains are melting. Mountains of sickness. Mountains of debt. Mountains for financial difficulties. Academic mountains. They are melting by your faith. Alayabalabadaya. Rondo Bogo Bogodo. It's a time we fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, men and women who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they worked strong in battle. Alabaya Baladai. Lebranda Gavaya. The spirit of faith is empowering you for exploits. Empowering you for exploits. Empowering you for dominion. Kalabaya Gavatai. By faith we understand the walls were framed by the word of God. By faith we calm all the storms of life. By faith, we dominate the circumstances of life. By faith, we quench, we extinguish, we neutralize all the fiery darts of the wicked, all the flaming missiles. arrows. All the arrows, they are fired against you. It is by faith that we quench them. Shalababababalagada. It's a seal that we are encompassed with a wall. We are encompassed with a cloud of witnesses. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Kalabashata. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We run the race of life and destiny by faith. The race of life and destiny is a faith adventure. Kalabababababa. We flourish in famine by faith. Ayabalataya. We flourish in famine by faith. We command supernatural prosperity in austerity by faith. Layabadosia. Ilarabakonde kebaha. Ronde gebrekete. We activate the anointing by faith. We activate the glory of God into manifestation by faith. Jesus told her, did I not tell you, if thou couldest believe, if only you believe, you will see the glory of God. And they gave us Shilabatai. Things are changing. The tectonic plates are moving in your favor. Ayayaya. Negative reports are turning into good reports. Negative reports. Negative medical reports. Medical verdict. As your faith come alive, I see negative report turning into good report. Changing, changing, changing by the power of the Holy Ghost. Kalebo silabatai. And ayayayaya. The Lord say you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. The Lord says, I'm seeing at least four people that the Lord is changing their levels completely. I'm seeing the lifting power of God raise them up. The Lord said, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. He's changing your levels. He's changing your level forcefully. Shalabababababonde. Kabaliga bakatai. No more failures. That cycle of failures, recurrent failures, recurrent defeat, that cycle is broken. The spirit of faith is coming upon somebody. There is an impartation of the spirit of faith coming upon somebody. I'm seeing a lady. Laba seti la kapatai. Jalia rude kapatai. Li kapatai. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. From my front to my left. Right to left. Take the spirit of faith. Shalabakasatai. Ilabarondo bokosetea. It is by faith you plunge into the pool of God's power. The spirit of fear is driven out of people. Lagabatea. Instead of fear, the spirit of faith is mantling you. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. Receive an impartation of the spirit of faith and boldness. Help them, bring them forward. That spirit of fear that has tormented you tonight is leaving you now. And is being replaced by the spirit of faith. Shalabagabarakatai. Ilabarondo breketekete. Kapateke barakatia. Take.
Spirit of faith.
Labarando bokose belekete. No more fears. No more fears. No more fears. Shalabababababado. Take. From today, people will start fearing you because of the kind of bold steps inspired by faith. You will do big things. I say you will do big things. I just heard in my spirit.
The Lord say, things greater than your age. I heard it clearly. When I say you will do big things, the Holy Ghost whispered, he said things bigger than their age. You know, there are some things that people expect you to reach 40 years or 50 years or 60 years before you are able to do those things. God said you will do things that are bigger than your age.
By faith, by this spirit of faith, you will do the impossible. You will do them cheaply in the name of Jesus.
Just lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. What a massive presence of God here. What a massive release.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Azon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.